Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
We believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, second, repentance, third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Last week we talked about the Savior as a young boy. Jesus grew up in the city of Nazareth. He learned many things and became strong in spirit, and the grace of God was upon him. When Jesus was 12, he went with Joseph and Mary in a group of people to a celebration in Jerusalem. They were there for several days. When Joseph and Mary left for home, they thought that Jesus was walking back to Nazareth with his friends, but Jesus had stayed in Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary looked for Jesus, they could not find him. So Joseph and Mary went back to Jerusalem. They looked for Jesus for 3 days. They were very sad. At last they found Jesus in the temple, talking with some teachers. He was answering their questions. The teachers were surprised about how much Jesus knew. Mary told Jesus that she and Joseph had been worried about him. Jesus replied that he was doing his Father's work, God's work. Joseph and Mary did not understand. Jesus went home with Joseph and Mary and obeyed them. Jesus learned more and more about his Heavenly Father's work. He grew tall and strong. People loved him. He did what God wanted him to do. God loved him.
There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. They will help me and show me the way. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. Through the gospel I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know if I live by his teachings, I will truly be happy each day. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right.
This week we are going to read about a very special story. In some stories, Jesus teaches us by what he says. In others, he teaches us by what he does. Turn to page 181 of your New Testament Stories book. Look at the picture in the top right-hand corner. Jesus taught of the importance of baptism by going to the Jordan River and being baptized himself by John the Baptist. Take a moment and look at the picture of the calm, peaceful river. Picture Jesus entering into the cool water, sun shining through the swaying branches above. Imagine John gently submerging the Savior under the water and pulling him out again. Think of what it must have been like for those who were there to see it. Imagine how they must have felt. Baptism is a very special commandment. It represents the end of our past life as we are placed under the water. Then, as we come out, it represents the beginning of a new life as a follower of Jesus and a member of his church. As we continue to study the New Testament, we will see that Jesus Christ's baptism was the beginning of a special journey for him. It began the period of time in his life when he devoted himself to teaching the people the things they needed to know to return to our Heavenly Father. Children at home, turn to chapter 10, Jesus is Baptized, on page 26 of your New Testament stories book, and we will read about the baptism of the Savior. As we do, try to remember how you felt at your own baptism when you entered into the water, just like he did.
John lived in the desert for many years. He wore clothes made of camel's hair, and he ate honey and locusts. People came from the cities to hear him teach. He was known as John the Baptist.
John the Baptist taught the people about Jesus Christ. He told them to repent of their sins and be baptized. John baptized those who repented of their sins.
The people asked John the Baptist how to live better lives. He told them to share with the poor, tell the truth, and be fair to others. He said that Jesus Christ would soon come. Jesus would give them the gift of the Holy Ghost.
One day when John the Baptist was baptizing people in the Jordan River, Jesus Christ came to him. He asked John to baptize him. John knew that Jesus had always obeyed God's commandments and did not need to repent. John thought that Jesus did not need to be baptized.
But God had commanded all people to be baptized, so Jesus told John to baptize him. Jesus set an example for us by obeying God's commandment to be baptized.
When Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Ghost came to him. God spoke from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John the Baptist also testified that Jesus was the Son of God.
Jesus came to John the Baptist in Judea long ago. Jesus, when the Baptist questioned why, and to enter with my Father in the kingdom upon high.
Now we know that we must also witness faith in Jesus' word. Be baptized to show obedience, as was Jesus Christ our Lord.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about Jesus Christ's baptism. During a previous lesson, we learned about the special mission of John the Baptist. What was it?
He was to baptize Jesus.
What was he preparing the people for?
For what Jesus was going to be teaching.
John was called to teach the people. If you could share one message to everyone in the entire world, what would it be?
Love one another.
That Jesus is the Son of God.
What did John invite the people to do after they had repented of their sins?
Be baptized.
Yes. When someone is baptized, what happens to their sins?
They get washed away.
Out of all the men of Israel, Jesus chose John to baptize him. What does that tell us about John?
He was righteous.
He believed in what Jesus Christ was telling other people.
How did you think that John felt being the one man chosen to baptize the Savior?
Humbled.
John was able to baptize because he held the priesthood. The priesthood is the power and authority of our Heavenly Father. Why do you think that Heavenly Father gives the priesthood to His church?
To help His children.
Who do you know that holds the same priesthood?
My dad.
The bishop.
My grandpa.
Teachers.
Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized. But John felt that Jesus did not need to be baptized. Why did he feel that way?
Because Jesus had no sins.
If Jesus didn't have any sins, then why was he baptized?
Because God commanded all people to be baptized.
And to be an example.
Everyone in the world must be baptized.
What does it mean to be an example?
To teach people things with your actions.
Jesus set an example by being baptized. How can we be examples to our friends and family?
By getting baptized and saying your prayers and stuff.
By our actions.
Heavenly Father said that He was well pleased with Jesus. What can we do to make God well pleased with us?
Follow His example.
Make good choices.
Obey. Be nice to His other children.
Think a moment about your own baptism. How did you feel when you were baptized?
Happy and warm inside.
Like a new person.
I felt one step closer to Heavenly Father.
What specific thoughts or feelings did you have on the day of your baptism?
I thought about Jesus Christ feeling happy for me and feeling excited for me to return to Him.
I felt great love for Heavenly Father.
How can we help our younger brothers or sisters to get excited for their baptisms?
Talk to them about it.
Talk to them about your baptism.
Tell them that you're going to get baptized soon.
Tell them how good it feels inside after you got baptized.
Jesus showed us that baptism is only the first step. What special gift do we receive after we are baptized?
The Holy Ghost.
What is the gift of the Holy Ghost?
A guide that helps you be closer to Heavenly Father.
When do we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost?
After you're baptized.
John the Baptist taught that the gift of the Holy Ghost was a gift from whom?
Heavenly Father.
What does the Holy Ghost do in our lives?
Helps us know the truth.
Comforts us.
It protects us.
Why does Jesus want all of us to have the gift of the Holy Ghost?
So that we can return and live with Him again.
So we can return to our Heavenly Father.
Children, one of the reasons that the Savior came to earth was so that He could provide us with a perfect example. Someone that we can follow always. I know that we are baptized in the same exact way that He was. Most of us probably weren't baptized in a river. But we were baptized by someone with the exact same priesthood power that John the Baptist held. As we think about our own baptisms, we can feel closer to the Savior, knowing that we are following in His footsteps.
I like to look for rainbows whenever there is rain and ponder on the beauty of an earth made clean again. I want my
We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 11, Jesus is Tempted, and chapter 12, The Wedding in Cana.
See you next week.